USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump's CIA nominee, Gina Haskell, was testifying before a Senate Intelligence Committee. Let's take a listen to a portion of her opening statement.
The law provides that no individual in U.S. custody may be subjected to any interrogation, technique, or approach that is not authorized by and listed in the Army Field Manual.
We're starting to see some reaction to the primaries that were held yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was on Fox News, and he was asked if he took any of it personal because he was personally attacked and his family was personally attacked in West Virginia.
Well, I'm glad the people of West Virginia decided that particular approach of attacking me and my family was good for a distant third place.
Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 182 points to close the day at 24,542. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Retired U.S. Army General Jerry Boykin, who served as an original member of the elite Delta Force, has a reminder that although three Americans were freed from North Korea, there's still thousands of political prisoners incarcerated. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
At least 250,000 languish in North Korean labor camps.
There was a very good book that came out two or three years ago called Escape from Camp 13, which documents a guy that was born inside one of those camps, had no idea what was outside the wire until he escaped. He didn't even know what money was.
Those who defy Kim's demands of occultic reverence for himself and for his ancestors often disappear. I'm John Clemens.
California became the first U.S. state to require solar panels on almost all new homes. New homes built after January 1st, 2020 will now be required to include solar systems as part of their energy efficiency standards. This was adopted by the California Energy Commission. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the big stories today is the confirmation hearing of Gina Haspel for CIA director. Let's take a listen to a more extended version of an exchange had today on Capitol Hill.
My time is short, and that respectfully is not responsive to the question. That was a period where the agency was capturing fewer detainees, waterboarding was no longer approved, and especially in light of that Washington Post story, I would really like to have on the record whether you ever called for the program to be continued, which it sure sounds to me like your answer suggested. You said, well, we were doing our job. It ought to be continued.
Senator, may I just say that I don't know which Washington Post story you're referring to, but let me say this about myself. After 9/11, I didn't look to go sit on the Swiss desk. I stepped up. I was not on the sidelines. I was on the front lines in the Cold War, and I was on the front lines in the fight against Al-Qaeda. I'm very proud of the fact that we captured the perpetrator of 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I think we did extraordinary work. To me, the tragedy is that the controversy surrounding the interrogation program, which as I've already indicated to Senator Warner, I fully understand that, but it has cast a shadow over what has been a major contribution to protecting this country.
This is USA Radio News.